you for calling customer service. My name is Jazz. How may I help you today?
Okay, hold on one second here. I was on the computer one day in this advertisement for Thrive Hemp Oil Extract popped up. Okay. And, well, you just have to pay for shipping. So I decided to try it. And then without me even wanting it, the Serene Hemp Extract capsules popped up. And I couldn't even get rid of it. I mean, I could not, it's like I was forced to order it. Okay. If I wanted the hemp oil, I also had to take the hemp extract capsules or it wouldn't go through. So I did. I went and got the capsules also. Okay. Now I tried them and it hasn't made any difference at all in my condition. I had breast cancer.
Now I get a statement on my credit card that is charging me like $200. I was, what in the world is going on with this?
I mean, this is just very deceiving and deceitful. I just want some explanation, I guess. I didn't order. I agreed to try a sample, and that is all. And now they're charging me two $100 purchases that I didn't make? Hello?
I'm still here with you, ma'am.
Okay. So what is going on there?
What's your name, ma'am?
Oh, Charlotte Cynor, Cynor. I mean, here I am. I'm retired. I live on only Social Security. And I've got two purchases. It's on my statement here. They already took the money off of my credit card. It's like I'll never use a credit card online ever again. If this is what happens.
And verify your address.
4230 125th Street, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729.
Let's see. Thrill formula and the surgical formula. Yeah, the CBD oil and pills for pain, weak immune system, and sleep. Okay, the two charges. I was saying it's for pain, weak immune system, and sleep. The two charges are based off what you already have.
Yeah, well, this doesn't even help me. I mean, I don't want any more of it. Now, what do you mean we already have? All I paid for was shipping. They said that was my only charge, just shipping. I paid four something for one, five something for another one. But come on. I mean, do you think I would have ordered it if it would have been $200? I don't think so.
Yes, that's why they give 14 days with a trial. Within the 14 days, you basically have to call in to cancel if you don't want the products.
I didn't get that. I didn't see anything like that. I mean, 14 days, it takes a while to get it here.
And how did the powder work out for you?
It didn't. It didn't at all.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, it should help with pain, weak immune system, and sleep. And if it were to at least do a 30-day session to give you more time with the product?
No, I don't want to be paying some $99 and $95 for two products that my doctor says I shouldn't even be on. My oncologist says no. He says do not take that.
You say your doctor said don't?
My oncologist for cancer said do not take that.
Okay, give me one moment. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want me to send it back, I can send it back. But yeah, I called my credit card company. And they said, well, you call them first, see what happens, and we'll dispute it. If they decide to keep charging you for it, we'll dispute it.
And did you file the dispute already, ma'am?
No, not yet. I said I was going to talk to you first.
I mean, if you were to dispute the charges, your bank, a credit card gives us a call and they verify everything themselves before they decide on if they will give you the charge, the temporary credit as a permanent charge for you to keep. But the dispute will be denied, being that we have a tracking number saying we sent you this product and your address that you just verified basically say this is not fraudulent. Thank you.
That is kind of underhanded what you're doing, though. I mean, I didn't read anything. No, I didn't read anything. All I did was I ordered the product, and that was it. I put my order in. I didn't see anything in 14 days, if you don't like it, or else we're going to charge you $200. No, there was nothing like that.
Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much for holding. I went in and got it canceled out for you due to doctor's orders. And what I do as a courtesy for you, what I do as a courtesy for, I refund 50% of each one of these charges back to you.
And you're going to do that how?
Refund the money back, ma'am.
You're going to send me a check? Or?
It's going to be refunded back to the same way it came out.
Oh, okay. I'm not very savvy when it comes to that. I'm sorry. Well, I certainly appreciate this, and I will be very careful next time I order anything.
Give me one moment. Let me do that for you. I remember 95, 95, 94, and 99, 94.
Yes.
95, 94. Is this one? Okay, there. Okay, that's done. Give me one moment, I'm gonna send.
Okay.
Okay, I went ahead and did the 50% for each charge. 3 to 5 business days, you'll receive that credit back, okay?
Would you repeat that? Oh, I
3 to 5. It's okay. 3 to 5 business days, you'll receive that back.
So you're going to return the entire amount?
No, ma'am, 50% of that charge.
50% of it?
Yes, ma'am.
That isn't really what I wanted. No.
Remember that the charge is basically for the product you already have. I mean, if you were to dispute the charge, and you're more than welcome to, but your dispute will be denied. You won't receive anything back. And we do have some, you may be one of those customers that may try to call back to see if we can give some type of credit back. And once the dispute has been determined by your bank and saying they can't do anything, then you will not be able to get a credit back at all, being that they filed it as not a fraud charge, because the only way it's fraud is if you didn't place the card information to the system. Being that you're familiar with all these charges, that's the only reason it makes it not fraudulent, ma'am.
They didn't tell me. Okay, they didn't say anything about a price when I ordered it.
We provide all information in terms and conditions, ma'am. That's why we get 14 days to have this canceled out. 14 days would have been from May 4th until May 22nd to have this canceled out. I'm only doing a courtesy because I know your dispute will be denied and you won't get any money back at all. So I'd rather for you have some of your money than none of your money, and then you give us a call saying what we can do after the dispute has been denied. And we can't do anything once the dispute has been denied.
Is there a direct number for you?
Oh, no, ma'am. There's no direct number for anyone here, ma'am. So this is a call center you're calling.
Okay.
Yeah, I will still be calling my credit card company.
I mean, they're willing to give. They're going to give us a call once you speak with them, ma'am, and they will verify the tracking number of the product. Because only thing the bank needs from us is your tracking number. It was what they all ask for when they call our company when a customer files a dispute. Tracking number, and they verify to make sure your name is on the account, your credit card or bank account, and your address matches up with it. So as long as that information is valid on our end, we won't get in trouble for anything at all. We won't be giving any credit back for anything with your bank. Your bank will say it will be basic upon us if we want to give you that credit back. It will not be basic upon them to give a credit back at all.
Well, I'll be talking to them, and I'll tell them what you suggested.
Well, ma'am, and, if we can't decide, if we can't decide right now, then I can't. We can't do anything once you call back at all, ma'am. So it's either 50% or you don't get any money back. I do apologize, ma'am. So if you was to call back, the next agent won't be able to offer you anything. They will tell you to go ahead and proceed with your dispute, ma'am, being that the last agent offered what we could do as a company and that we can't do anything after that, ma'am. It's going to be out of our hands.
Well, that doesn't sound correct either.
I do apologize, ma'am. Everything I'm saying is
that
correct.
That doesn't sound very customer friendly is what I was saying.
I do apologize, ma'am. We provided you with a time frame, 14 days. We provided you with the acknowledgement within before you place your credit card information to our system. So we did all the parts we were supposed to do. We're only offering you what we can because we're doing it as a courtesy, even though we don't have to because all these charges are valid, ma'am. So what we're doing is a courtesy, and we don't have to give any money back to you, being that we provided you 14 days.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't see anything.
I'm more than welcome to provide you with the terms and conditions, ma'am, to where you can see it all. But what I would do as a courtesy, I said it because I already know your dispute will be denied, and you won't get any money back, and you will try to call us back to make seeing what we can do once the dispute has been denied. We can't do anything for you, ma'am. I will go ahead as a courtesy for you, even though I don't, for my company,
well,
I don't have to do this.
Ma'am, if you were really concerned about me, you would take my call afterwards, too.
Ma'am, I
if
do
you
apologize.
Were really
we,
concerned
I'm concerned
about
now,
me.
Once I have other customers I have to get to after the fact. We've tried to handle the situation right then and there because we gave you the time frame to give us a call to where you can avoid any charges at all. We provided you 14 days to have this counseled out. We expect all customers to know the day of the trial, ma'am.
I hear what you're saying. I will have to call back, though, because my daughter just walked in. So, anyway.
Well, ma'am, what I do is, as I said before, do as a curse. I'll go ahead and refund the charge, ma'am, because I already know the dispute will be denied. All banks do speak with us pertaining to any charges. They do give all calls to companies, ma'am. And your dispute will be denied, being that you won't get any of your money back at all. Being that customer service stated that you will, but they don't speak with us. Your fraud department does.
Anyway, thank you.
Ma'am, I have to go ahead and give the charge back, ma'am.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Ma'am, I have to go ahead and give the full charge back to you, ma'am, as a courtesy because you won't get your money back from your bank. It's still have to go to this company.
You're only giving half of the chargeback.
Ma'am, as I just stated on this recorded call, ma'am, I will go ahead as a courtesy and give you the full amount back because you will not get your money back from your bank. This company has to give the chargeback. It's a valid charge.
Okay, well, I really appreciate it if that's what you can do for me.
Give me one moment.
Okay.
3 to 5 business days, the credit will be given back. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Well, thank you very much. You have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.